Hello and welcome to episode 0 of Good Brews, Bad Views. I'm your host, Max, and I'm joined by my two friends, Ryan and James, and we're going to give you just a little quick background about what this podcast entails so you have some sort of idea what you're listening to. So, basically, the three of us are going to be talking about bad movies and drinking some beer along with them. Our format is pretty much we're going to do jokes or discussions alongside the playing of the movie, so you can either listen along and, you know, like an MST3K or Riff Tracks kind of thing, or just have them played over your headphones in the background or what have you, so you don't really need to watch the movie to really get the entire thing. So I'm going to switch it over now to James with what is the first movie that you ever saw in theaters, and what was the first bad movie that you can remember seeing?
Okay, the first movie I remember seeing in theaters was Jurassic Park. And part of that is that at the time, I lived out in Hawaii. So in the early 90s, we weren't necessarily getting movies. I still think right away compared to other places. I might be wrong about that. But I distinctly remember watching the Velociraptor scene of that movie from the back of the theater through my fingers as my mom yelled at me to... stop being so wimpy.
It's intense.
The kitchen scene.
Yeah, the kitchen scene.
That entire sequence. It's aged really well.
Yeah, and then the first bad movie I can remember. I gained a lot of that just actually from Mystery Science Theater because I would watch that as a kid. But looking back on it, the movie that sticks out the most to me as a bad movie was Escape from L.A. because I loved Escape from New York as a kid, even though I really shouldn't. But
one of those movies that you see as a youngster that you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, and then that movie came out, and I remember just being appalled at what they were doing to this character.
So Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
Oh, John Carpenter.
Snake Broskin.
All right, Ryan. What about you? First in theaters, first bad movie.
Oh, man. So first in theaters, I actually, and this ties into one of our earliest episodes, I think the first movie that I saw in a theater was actually the live-action Street Fighter
movie
with Jean-Claude Van Damme. My dad had recently bought me Street Fighter for Sega Genesis, and I was so excited to hear that there was a movie coming out about this game that I had been dumping hours into. So he took me to the theater, and like I don't remember how old I was. I was very young, 7, 8, whatever. And I was so just blown away at how completely destroyed I was that it was not even close to the game. All the characters were wrong. It was a terrible movie, and I was disappointed. But so it's kind of one and the same. My first bad movie, really. But also, when I was young, the Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time really disappointed me to the core.
Yeah.
Because I liked the cartoon show and the first two movies I liked a lot at that age, but the third movie was just a wreck.
as we're going to see in our actual first episode, the 90s were all about like live action adaptations of various movies. So, for me, the first movie I can remember seeing in theaters was Aladdin. I remember at the very, very end when Jafar turns into the giant cobra and he like, you know, wraps around Aladdin or whatever. I can remember seeing that up on the big screen. And I watched it all the time when we got on VHS. And as far as bad movies go, I had to really dig deep on this one just because I've seen a lot of bad movies. But I think it might be the live-action Double Dragon movie, which I forgot about was a thing until I like sat down like in preparation for this. And I was like really trying to dig deep. I mean, it's just... I don't even know. It's just... terrible. I mean, I remember playing the games at like my buddy's house, but everything looked like really just poorly made and just I don't know, not very well.
Right.
The Mortal Kombat live action one might also be up there just because everything.
I actually really like
that's a really good movie.
The second one is a train wreck, but the first one's pretty good.
Yeah, you're going to be overruled on that one. The first Mortal Kombat movie's a good movie.
Well, we'll add it to the list.
Yeah, we'll add it to our list. So, as well as, you know, bad movies and good movies and whatnot, we're also here talking about beer. So, Ryan, what are some styles of beer you like and dislike?
You know, it's been changing recently, but I'm not as well versed in this stuff as you and James are. But I tend to steer away from the IPAs. But I'm kind of warming up to them, so I'm still trying to, you know, sample here and there. But I'm more of a Hefeweizen, and kind of stout and dark beer kind of guy. The Browns, that's typically where I really enjoy my alcohol.
Okay, yeah, I'm mostly an IPA guy. I like a lot of dark beers and some stouts, but it's really more of like a seasonal thing. But you know, so just not saisons or farmhouse ales, Flanders. Sour beer really has no appeal to me.
Oh, I've had some really good sour beers. That's a good point. Some really good ones.
What about you, James?
I'm a little bit opposite to you guys. The things I don't like are the very light beers. Mm-hmm. Although for the most part, I drink about anything. But my favorite beer in the entire world is Rausch beer.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, which is smoked beer for those of you that don't speak German.
Yeah, I mean,
it's close to drinking liquid smoke, but it's really good.
It smells like
the
bacon.
After effects are way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sits nicely on the palate. All right. So as far as just a little bit of background of how did these two guys come up with this idea, over Christmas break last year, Christmas vacation, I was watching the Super Mario Brothers live action movie and drinking a bottle of Dragon's Milk from New Holland Brewery and tweeting about it. Then my tweets became a little bit more lucid and free-willed and filled with spelling mistakes as the hour and 40 minutes went on.
Perfect.
And James noticed it, and we tossed around this idea. We eventually brought in Ryan, because Ryan's love of movies outscores either of ours. Like, he actually went to go see... Didn't you see BVS the second time just to see if it was better the second time?
I didn't. I really wanted to.
Okay, but the fact that you, like, entertained that thought is...
Right. I'm a martyr for the cause here.
Yeah, yeah. So, James, why don't you talk about some of our kind of influences besides, you know, Twitter?
The big one is Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin doing Batman commentary on Fat Man on Batman. My wife and I actually listen to that just driving around in the car when we take long road trips, because it's really well done, and there's a lot of good stuff in there that isn't necessarily movie-centric, but kind of just topical in a lot of certain different ways. So
yeah, yeah. Plus, I think the pair, they play off well each other. Kevin Smith's very like, oh my gosh, amazing, and Bernardin's got much more of a critical eye, which, you know, it's great to celebrate the things you enjoy, but it's also good to like look at, you know, some of the aspects of the movie, but like, you know, narrative and structure, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone should be looking for the human condition in Batman and Robin, though.
Right.
Well, I mean, you can trace what happened to the movie to the superhero movie industry afterwards. That, but that's a different conversation for a different podcast. Maybe in the future.
And certainly for more beer.
Oh gosh, yes. All right, Ryan, why don't you talk about some guests we might be having?
Okay, so the idea here is it's going to be the same three idiots most of the times, myself, James, and Max. But we're going to mix it up and get some other folks involved, friends of ours or anyone else we kind of run into who's going to maybe have some perspective that's quite different than ours from a movie. Maybe they're going to have some entertaining comments, and we'll just kind of weave them in and out of the program now and again, and, you know, see how we play off each other and have a good time with it.
Cool. I know there's been a couple people who've been making requests for... future episodes. Like, I have a friend who requested that we watch The Cell, just so she could
I'm so down for The Cell. I love that movie.
Just so you could rip on Jennifer Lopez for, like,
that's fine.
Hours.
It's a great movie, though.
Yeah, great art direction.
Come to blows.
Oh yes, one of the goals of this is for the movies we watch, someone has to like legitimately enjoy them or be able to talk about some sort of positive aspect of the movie. So it should be
one of my favorite ideas for this thing. I like it.
And with that, that about wraps up this prequel episode, so you don't have to listen to our intro and origin story on our very first episode, which will be The Flintstones from 1994, starring John Goodman, Rick Moranis, Rosie O'Donnell, and actually a lot of other really good actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hit us up on Twitter to make suggestions or tell us we suck, you can do that at GBBVPodcast. or you can send us your hate mail at goodbrewsbadviews@gmail.com. So come back next for the Flintstones. And remember, please watch and drink responsibly.